Assalamu alaikum and welcome to our 119th episode of ABC Islam and our 84th episode of our second series Islamically Independent. We are two Muslim sisters who are the ABCs of Islam all the way to XYZ. Today we're going to be talking about a very important topic, and that is all about how to stop falling out of Islam. Now, obviously, we know that religion and iman is something that fluctuates, and that is why, especially when you're busy in school or work, it can be very hard to just stay consistent in your religion or how to deal with these tests that you might face within your iman. So we wanted to talk about this very important topic and how we can actually try our best to stay consistent. But of course, we definitely owe you guys a big explanation on why we have not been making podcast episodes, especially for you loyal listeners out there. And thank you so much for sticking around, but or jazakallah, as we say. But I'm going to be passing the mic to my sister, and she's going to tell you why we have not been making episodes.
So assalamu alaikum and wa alaikum assalam to every single one of you guys who has been listening to us from since day one, where we're uploading these podcast episodes. And every time we come on and we try to keep it as consistent as possible, we just fail to do that. And the reason is because we have a lot of personal commitments. And as you may already know, the podcast is kind of like a side hustle for us. It's not a permanent job or a full-time job for both of us, because we are still in our respective stages in those lives. We're still discovering ourselves, and also we have our own personal commitments. For example, my sister does have her A-levels, and she's applying to universities that she wants to go to. And if you're in the UK, then you probably know how stressful that is, that process of applying to all these kind of applications and stuff. And the same goes for me. I've been looking for full-time jobs as well, because I want to be doing a 9-to-5 inshallah one day, and I want to really pursue that job, an office job or a corporate job, as you can say. And so that has been really, really stressful. And I also have graduated recently from my master's or postgraduate diploma or degree, and that has been really amazing, alhamdulillah. I didn't know that I was going to pass, honestly, because it was a very hard time for me. And yeah, hopefully this has cleared a lot of doubts as to if we have left the podcast or not. But we try to promise to you, as much as again, we are trying our best every single week to bring these. And we always keep discussing as sisters that, you know, should we do it this week? Should we not do it this week? So we do try our best, and Allah is the best witness of that.
Definitely. And of course, make sure guys to say mashallah, Allahumma barik Allah for my sister and her graduation. And also, please keep us in your du'as, because every du'a we'd really, really appreciate. But yeah, as my sister already explained my status as well and how I've been busy with my commitments, we can now move on to talking about the podcast episode. And as always, if you'd like to know more about us, then please check out our trailer or alternatively description box below. Now, without any further ado, we're going to get right into the topic, and my sister will be giving the first tip on how to stop falling out of Islam.
So I think why we chose this topic is mainly because when school, university, college begins, this is where you tend to put yourself in that situation where you're going to be telling yourself that, yeah, I'm going to leave out Islam for now because I have studies to do and I need to do really well in my studies and get the best grades. I do have a social life, so I need to really take care of that as well. So I'm going to leave Islam out and I'm not going to do my five prayers, for example. That's very easy for us, all of us, to say, and we're all guilty of that. But the first tip that I will give you in terms of how to stop falling out of Islam, especially if you're still a student or you're going to school or college or university, is to have good role models. It's very, very important, because if you have got no good role models and you're following those people who are maybe tend to be on the liberal side of things, for example, they support LGBT, they support feminism, they support abortion, they support everything that is basically opposite of Islam, then guess what? You're going to be falling on those kind of situations where you're going to have to support them, because you have been telling from day one that, yeah, I do support LGBT, and they're going to be like, why you not supporting us now? We have to go to this marching thing. We need to go. We need to take us with you, and we need to take you as well, obviously, because you said you support it. Then you have nothing to say because you have lied yourself the whole entire time, and lying is haram anyway. So it's very important that you have a good role models in your life from day one when you step into school, college, or university, and you'll see your life change for the best.
Definitely, I completely agree. I think having good role models is very important, and you know, obviously we can also talk about Islamic figures such as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a good role model, but also we can talk about even people of now. Like, of course, you also don't want to stick yourself to one person, because I think if you tell yourself that, for example, the person X is my biggest role model and they're not the Prophet, and we're talking about people of now, like, oh, this YouTuber, this Muslim YouTuber is like my best role model, I don't think you should stick to one person, because everyone has their own flaws, everyone has their own journey within Islam. So don't follow someone who is right now like a YouTuber just because they're religious. I think it's better to follow someone of the past, basically like the prophets, or you know, any of the Muslim women who are absolutely amazing, like Maryam or Fatima or Aisha, peace be upon them all. So definitely that is a very good piece of advice. So the second piece of advice or tip that I would give on how to stop falling out of Islam is to know the small Quranic verses that you can incorporate into your daily life. And I think, alhamdulillah, this is something that I have seen myself doing, and also sometimes I see other people might do as well. And that is that when you get a small Quranic verse and you know, you just know small ones here and there, then you can almost incorporate it into your daily life. Like if you're, for example, like let's say, for example, when you're studying and you know Rabbi Zinni Ilma, which is, oh Allah, increase me knowledge, and you can just say those small statements to yourself, which is an act of worship. At the same time, you also have remembrance of Allah, and we all know that if you remember, if you remember me, I'll remember you, which is what Allah says in the Quran. So if you remember Allah, then He will also remember you. So therefore, if you just remember these small Quranic verses, or even if you're going through a hard trial, the best, one of the favorite and best Quranic verses is that both my sister and I love is indeed what is yet to come, will be better for you than what has gone by. So by knowing these things, you can repeat them to yourself, you're also remembering Allah, and you can incorporate them into your life so that you do not forget about it. Or when things get hard, especially in days where, you know, it gets extremely hard, then you can remind yourself this. Another one that I saw very recently is about Salah. Like, for example, you can still be a Muslim. What I'm trying to say is you can still be a Muslim even if, for example, you lie. You can still be a Muslim even if, for example, you you know, drink alcohol, but you cannot be a Muslim if you miss your salah. Like, salah is actually the only thing that differentiates you from being a Muslim and being a non-Muslim. So you can, obviously I'm not promoting anyone to drink alcohol or lie here, but I'm saying that, you know, you can do anything, but as long as you stick to your salah is the best and important thing, which I kind of feel like I stole my sister's tip. But yeah, so definitely I would say that incorporate the small Quranic verses and just sticking to those things like salah and remembering them constantly, I think that's a really good way.
I mean, I was waiting for my turn to say this very nice quote, Quranic verse, which is, and we created you in pairs, which I think everyone knows. I just wanted to say that for the whole entire time when she was talking. But anyway, let me move on to my third tip of this podcast, which is all about fulfilling the five daily prayers, because I think that they really differentiates you from all the other religions, because no other religion tells you to pray five times a day. They just tell you when it's convenient for you, just pray. But for you, you have to, as a Muslim, you have to pray five times a day, because that's something that's self-explanatory and we don't have to go really in detail. But other than that, I would just say that if you're a student, and obviously it's very hard as a student for you to really pray in school, especially if there's no facilities, and you know, and it's very hard. So I would highly recommend for you to make sure that you're fulfilling those five prayers as best as you can. You don't have to force yourself, you don't have to pressurize yourself to the point that you're maybe missing a very important lesson or something, but try to make some time or make up for it afterwards, but do not miss it at all.
100%. And for those of you who are not familiar with the idea of masa over socks, you people need to know this, because I feel like a lot of people, they feel like they need to keep the wudu for the whole day, but actually you can do masa over socks if you're at school or work, which is like, I don't want to go into the details, but essentially put water on top of your socks before making wudu. So you make wudu, wear your socks, and then you just don't take off your socks and you put water on top. And my sister very conveniently will leave an article in the description box, so about masa over socks, because actually it's very beneficial, and I think everyone should try to use it if wudu is the problem for for you. So that's what I would say. And moving on to the next piece of advice, that is that company is important. And no, I'm not talking about your work company, like which company are you in, Adidas or Nike or Apple. I'm not talking about that company. I'm talking about friends, and the people you stay with is very important. Because, and again, I'm not over here trying to say that you have to stay with Muslims, because I actually, unfortunately, in sometimes in this society, sometimes some non-Muslims are just better than some Muslims out there. And we're not judging based on religion, we're judging based on character. So, you know, if you find that there is a non-Muslim out there, for example, who's like very pious and who has a good character, who talks about useful things, then it's completely okay to stay with them. And I feel like sometimes a good thing about staying with non-Muslims is that if you, for example, do pray and you do these kind of things, then they might also slowly get influenced. And I think that's a very nice thing to also be able to do, which is, and of course you should never force someone to follow Islam, but when you're a good role model of Islam yourself, then other people will start following you and they will start questioning and being curious about it. So please make sure to stay with good company. I don't need to explain what good company is. It's just part of your intuition, your gut feeling. You will know inside you if someone is good for you and if someone is actually beneficial to you in your life. So that would be my tip. And I feel like by having good company, you will remember Allah, because they will also teach you to be good. And when you're being a good person, and Allah will remember you, you'll remember Allah, and it's just a cycle.
100%, and I completely agree with that. And this goes back to my first point about having good role models in your life. That's really interlinked and really matches really well. And the fifth tip that I would give you all is making sure that you're giving to receive. Now, whenever you are a student, I know you do not have a full-time job that you can have, you know, have a lot of money in your pocket and you can give it to charity, but I feel like giving a little bit of pennies here and there, or even a weekly thing, making a weekly habit of actually giving some charity, is a really good way for you to make sure that you are giving to receive. Now, what I mean by giving to receive, it means that you're giving your money to receive blessings in a way, or erase your sins and whatever you bad that you may have done, let's say in the past week, it might get deleted because of all the good things that you're doing, for example, right now, which is charity. So it's very important that giving to receive is very, very important as a Muslim, because we are probably the only religion that is very donating, like, you know, the charitable ones as well, because we have this rule that we need to follow, which is to give our zakah as well as part of our faith. So it's very important that we are giving to receive, and it doesn't have to be, as I said, like £100 every week or anything. It can be literally 1p every week, and it doesn't really matter, because it's about what kind of intention you have when you're giving it. That's what matters more. Because if you're giving 100 but you're trying to give that to show off to others and you give in front of everyone, it doesn't have that value anymore. So it's very important to have good intentions when you're giving to receive.
100%. And if you're finding it difficult to remember, then I found one thing, which is that in charity websites, like nowadays, they literally give you an option to donate every Friday or every month. So, and if you have like a notification app, like, you know, if you have a bank app, or like, for example, Barclays, not promoting Barclays here, obviously, we're not sponsored, but hopefully, inshallah, maybe one day. But if, for example, you have a bank like Barclays and you have the notifications on enabled on your phone, then they will tell you when, for example, £2 per week has gone every Friday. So they will notify you on Friday that, oh, £2 has just left your account. And, you know, you can do simple things like this so you remember that you've given charity. And as soon as that notification pops up, you can just make dua. You can be like, oh, Allah, I just saw that £1 of my money went away. So please, you know, accept my duas and accept everything good that I'm doing, and, you know, just make that a time of dua, which is really, really nice. So there's really no excuse, as long as you're having some form of income and you can just give however much you want with the good intentions. And that goes on very well. I don't know how we linked it so nicely, alhamdulillah. But moving on to number six, which is to reflect on niyyah. So niyyah, as we said, is intention, and it's extremely important. And what you need to understand is that I feel like one thing that I actually really realized, or not realized, but that was really reiterated to me many times, is actually the fact that no one knows your intentions. And I think sometimes it's very, very easy, for example, for people to judge. And they, like, I think with a lot of religious Muslims, sometimes it's a problem. Like, they think that, oh, you did this, but you don't do this. Or, like, you know, when you, for example, you know, like a religious brother or religious sister, and you're like, oh, he prays Salah, but he still backbites. Or, you know, you just kind of find flaws causing in other people. And I think this is where you need to understand that you don't know their niyyah, you don't know the whole story. So stop judging people on their intentions, because you don't know their intentions. And instead, you need to reflect on your own niyyah. Like, are you giving charity to this homeless woman in the street because people are watching you, or are you giving it because of Allah? Do you stop eating haram food because of Allah, or is it because your Muslim friends are going to judge you for if you eat this McDonald's burger? Like, the simple things like this, like just reflecting on the niyyah, I think is something very powerful. And I think a lot of Muslims fail to acknowledge the niyyah and to think about it. So that would be my tip.
And this goes again back to really, really nicely about small things, as you said, which is to practice small sunnahs here and there, which, for example, sunnahs or sunnahs every here and there. And this includes, for example, things like being kind to others, being good to your parents, being good to your neighbor, sharing your food if somebody needs it, or, you know, it's just a simple smile. You can just smile at someone and that's a sunnah for you right there, and you get a reward for it. So I see so many people nowadays on the street where they're just roaming around the street, and they look very sad, depressed, or they're just low. They give you this look, they don't like you for some reason, and you haven't even said hi to them or salam to them. So just don't be that kind of a person. Just be a very smiling, carefree type of a person who's really happy with themselves, regardless of what you're going through. Obviously, everyone's situations and circumstances are different, but it shouldn't stop you from following the basic sunnahs of Islam. For example, smiling, which is my favorite one as well. And I think every girl especially should adopt her, because when girls smile, they look really cute. And even when men smile, they look very friendly as well and very humble as well. They don't look like those authoritative dictators that they're going to kill you if you don't give the money back or something. So I highly encourage for every single one of your students, or anybody for that matter, that was listening to this, to practice small sunnahs here and there. Especially, for example, giving charity, smiling, and being good to your parents. So that will be my 7th tip of the podcast.
100%. And, you know, I think that this is extremely, extremely easy, and it's just something that's just adding up to your skills of your good deeds. So why not do it? And my 8th piece of advice, or the 8th tip, is actually that you should try to schedule it into your to-do list if you are a person who forgets. Because I know that in this time, November, December time, when a lot of people are having exams and a lot of people are very, very busy, it can be very easy to, you know, forget about your prayers and forget about, you know, certain acts like giving to charity, as my sister mentioned. But what you can do is you can actually try to find systems that will allow you, so as I said about the banking app, like the notifications, or also putting it into your to-do list. So a great example is, for example, if you know that if you are that privileged human being who actually has facilities in your school to pray, then you can actually try to like schedule it into your to-do list that, oh, make sure that in this lunchtime I need to go and pray. And I know sometimes it takes a bit of organization and planning, and I think that's what makes people feel like Islam is a hard religion, because they're like, oh, now I have to schedule when I have to pray, or now I have to like think about when to make wudu for this prayer and that prayer. And sometimes it may feel like Islam is difficult, but actually in the long term it's benefiting you so, so much, not only for this life and the hereafter. And I've realized that the days that you do not pray, your routine just gets messed up, it's not structured, and there's not that much barakah in it. So just try to make sure that you do schedule these good things like prayer, and also, you know, just generally, even if it's like a alarm on your phone, like, oh, it's, you know, waking up for Fajr. I know Fajr is very early nowadays, but just try to schedule it, write it, put it alarms, do anything that reminds you of Islam.
Yes, especially the putting the alarm on is very, very important in terms of Fajr, because that's a very important prayer right there. But my last tip of this podcast will be my tip, I mean the 9th one of this podcast, which is all about the eyes, ears, and mouth. These are the most important parts of your senses that you should be taking care of, because if you see disgusting things with your eyes, that's going to reflect your ears, because you're going to be listening to disgusting things as well when you're watching them. And also with your mouth, you will be keep talking about the same thing with other friends of yours or other people, and they are going to get affected by that as well, and they're going to do the same mistake as you, or basically just repeat the same sin over and over again. So it's very important that if you're a student especially, you just try to stay off it as much as possible, and you do not engage yourself in these kind of situations, especially talking about things that are very useless, for example Andrew Tate or any other for that matter. And no, he's a very good guy and he's a very good Muslim, hopefully, inshallah. And we will definitely hopefully make a podcast on him. But if you're going to be watching things, please watch good things. Do not watch bad things. They're going to affect your eyes, ears, and mouth. And yeah, that's pretty much it from my side in terms of this podcast episode. But now my sister will be sharing with you all the last tip.
Yes, and the last tip of this podcast episode is, in my opinion, something that some of you just might be really eager to hear right now, because I know some of you might be feeling overwhelmed, or you might just feel like, oh my God, there's so much to follow. And my last tip will be a very simple one, and that is to try your best. Because honestly, I know it's very, very hard. Like, sometimes Islam does have a lot of rules, obligations, commands. We have the whole Quran, which is so many chapters and pages and verses of writing that Allah has given us to follow. And sometimes in this liberal society, it can be very hard to follow all of these things. But first of all, what you need to understand is that every single Muslim in this world is going through the same struggle. I know that in some countries it might be more open than others. Like, if you, for example, live in America, then it's harder to follow Islam to some extent. Like, for example, going out wearing religious clothing in comparison to somewhere like maybe Bangladesh, where there are more Muslims and there are more people, or for example in Saudi Arabia. But if you see, for example, but what you need to understand is that the second thing is that every Muslim is going through their own struggle, and it's about jihad. Like, jihad is not what it says in the media about going to war. Jihad is a personal struggle, and you need to understand that everyone's going through their own struggles. You are going through your own struggles, and no one will understand what struggles you're facing except you and Allah. So that is why I would say that you need to remember that Allah is seeing your effort, and He is seeing you trying your best, and that's what all you can give. For someone, praying Salah can be very difficult. For you, it might not be that difficult. But for you, maybe giving up on haram food might be something that is very difficult because you enjoy your McDonald's burgers. But for someone else, very easy to get rid of haram food. So everyone has their own difficulties, and you can't judge someone based on the difficulties. Instead, you focus on yourself, you try your best, and you just stay firm. And you just need to realize that everyone has their own struggles, and you need to focus and basically do your best. So yes, alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of a wonderful podcast episode today. We really hope that inshallah you've learned something new. Also, if you do not know, we upload weekly. We don't have a specific day, but we upload weekly as of right now here on ABC Islam. If you're excited, then please subscribe or follow us on podcast platforms such as Google Podcasts, our podcast, and Spotify. Most platforms are free and you don't even need to log on. Jazakallah khair for listening. May Allah bless us all, and we will inshallah see you next time. Assalamu alaikum.